Racers. It is me, Alice. Excuse me? Who was that? Oh my God, who said that?
Hello?
Who
it's
was
not
that?
Kanye, but maybe guys, that could be my signature, the interrupting good morning.
I love it. Guys, I'm Allison, and I'm clearly not alone this morning with Pop Chaser and the biggest headlines of the day. I am joined by the Dip's social media manager, Kaya Wilson. Hello, Kaya.
Hey, Allison. Thank you for having me here.
Thanks for coming back.
It's only my second time.
I know. So you were not scared off by the first time that you wanted to come back.
No, I just want more, especially because you've been killing it on these solo episodes that I'm just like, how does she even do it? The pacing, the stories, and then
does she do it?
Well,
I mean, the meltdown
Sam a couple times. So like, it's good.
It's like the pacing, the stories, and the meltdowns that I've had over the last few days. Kaya is here as like an emotional support human for me today. I feel like I've had so many technical issues over the last, look, I am looking into new equipment. I just want everybody to know that, because as Kaya can see, I use the most embarrassing headset known to mankind. I look like I work at a call center, don't I?
It's the Logitech USB.
That's exactly what it is.
Because I had it when I worked at home answering calls for like a Walmart. But like every time you called the store, you'd be talking to someone at home, but they didn't know that. So we had to pretend we were in the store.
Oh, really?
So funny. Yeah.
Oh, it's a little behind the scenes. I did not know that. I mean, I guess that makes sense. So did you have like ambient noise in the background that was like,
oh, no. I like 24? Everything to be dead. Yeah. Well, we would transfer, like we would have these three number extensions where we would have to transfer people if they actually needed to talk to someone. But most of it is just me like BSing, like, oh yeah, you left your bananas, just go back to the store and pick it up. And sometimes I would just be sending people back to the store without letting the workers know. But you know, I wouldn't do that in present day, probably get canceled. But you know.
Your Walmart history feels similar to my limited two history.
Oh my God.
In that we were just really doing the bare minimum. Except I didn't last there. So for me, that's what happened. But yeah, I'm so glad that you're here, Kay. We have so much to talk about. Okay, let's get into the topics of the day. We have a lot to discuss. The first place that we need to go to is Mexico to talk about Bachelor in Paradise.
Almost paradise.
I love it. So, okay, we are finally back in paradise with a capital P.
And you know what? I thought I was going to be bored because not a lot of my faves are in paradise, but I'm noticing that from the seasons that I skipped, like I for sure skipped the hell out of Pilot Pete season, but it seems like some of the people there from Pete season are some of the most entertaining people there. They got David Spade to welcome you onto paradise. It just feels like summer.
How did you feel about David Spade as host?
I liked him. I really did like him. I feel like it's fun, but I don't want him to host like the Bachelor franchise or the Bachelorette franchise. I feel like it's perfect for Bachelor in Paradise because it's a bit more lighthearted. And even the rotating guests seem like they're going to be funny, especially the preview with like Titus Burgess and Lil Jon and like all of them.
I agree. I think David Spade was actually a breath of fresh. I thought that he had a good balance of like roasting the show and the contestants, which you really need to do with Paradise because it is ridiculous. And I thought that the episode itself was really fun. I mean, this is the most fun show that the Bachelor franchise has.
Well, okay. Did you watch the Listen to Your Heart Bachelor?
Yeah. And I loved it.
Loved it. So is that more fun than the regular Bachelor, or is it just like the regular Bachelor with music?
So are we ranking them? Did you watch that one?
I watched like two episodes and I'm like, okay, no.
It's too much country. Yeah. Too many singer-songwriters from Nashville. And I've said it before on this podcast when talking about Connor, I just don't trust them. Like you can't go on the show. But the thing about Listen to Your Heart is like, you're going on the show because you are a singer. So I didn't mind it as much there, but okay. I think in terms of fun, Paradise is first. Bachelorette is second, Listen to Your Heart third, Bachelor fourth. I think Bachelor is always just like, it's a lot harder when it's a group of women fighting for one man, because I think the show plays up like the stereotypes of a group of women in one room together being catty and fighting, and they can't support each other. Even though, as we saw on Paradise, these women were so thrilled to see each
to
other.
To see someone from their season, yeah.
They really, truly are great friends, it seems. And of course, you're not going to get along with everybody. That's not just a woman thing. That's a first people thing.
Do you, especially after watching this season of The Bachelorette with like Trey and with Aaron and Thomas, it's like, come on, these dudes are pettier.
Oh, they are so petty.
That's why it's so much fun to watch. Yeah. It's like, look at what's going on.
Wait, speaking of Trey.
Made the episode.
I lost my fucking mind when Tae-Juan revealed that she had not only gone on a date with Trey's uncle, but had kissed him. And then that Trey was the better kisser of the uncle-nephew pairing.
She's giving us everything. Like, not only did she bring that gem to the table, like, it's not something that they're going to put out later, like, oh, she actually went on a date with Trey's uncle. Like, no, she's fully embracing it and rating. And honestly, I want to see how the family Thanksgiving is going to go down, because they actually do, as much as I want to hate to admit that, Allison, as well, like, I know that you are a Trey and Tae-Juan fan.
I liked them. I thought they had great chemistry.
Like, they actually do have great chemistry. Yes. So I'm like, that's going to be kind of awkward. And I want to know who his uncle is. Like,
come forward. Uncle Trey, if you are listening, and I know you are, come on to the podcast. We are happy to give you your moment in the spotlight. We'd love to hear your side of the story. Like, are you a better kisser than your nephew?
Have you ever gotten a compliment like that, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that was rough. I am curious, like, what is the uncle's story? I would love to know.
I didn't even think of that. I just was so flabbergasted by what she was saying, and she's so proud of it. And I'm like, you are making the show right now. Like, I needed something other than Kenny's box, obviously, to take my attention.
But we love Kenny's box. There was a TikTok that came out that actually had a video of how they forgot to edit out his like swim shorts in one scene. So for those wondering, and I know a couple thousand of you were wondering if Kenny was really naked under that box, the answer is no. I also think it like would have been sexual harassment for him to just like walk down those stairs with his dick hanging out. So I don't think that you can just do that.
Yeah, this isn't like Too Hot to Handle or like Dating Naked. This is
This is not Naked and Afraid.
Naked and Afraid XL.
I would have been afraid. He was naked and we were all afraid. It's leaving National Geographic.
40.
Okay, I want to talk to you about that.
And grocery store Joe is 35.
What are your thoughts on that?
I like Kenny. I think that he's not mature 40-year-old. Yeah, I do. I don't think that he's that. I want to know more about him. Like, I understand that he managed a boy band and like he has his box and he's tall. I want to see the girl that came in and she was like, oh, I think that he's attractive and I like older men. I want to see that relationship develop. And I don't know.
Trust him. I get a weird vibe from him. Him and that hair. I don't know. It is just a little too spiky for me. There's too much gel. And I know it's hot down there, so maybe he was just taking some extra precaution in hair care, but it was a little too PC for me. And I just feel, I don't know. I just get a weird vibe from Kenny.
So how do you feel about Joe and him talking to Serena P about being 23 and then making out immediately after?
Okay.
Because that's what gives me the creeps. It's almost as if when she told him he was more attracted to her. And I'm like,
I know. When she kept saying, like, do you know how old I am? Like, I'm 23. I was like, this literally feels like to catch a predator. I mean, look, it's not that crazy of an age difference, like 12 years. But with that said, I was more shocked that she was 23 because I think when she was on Matt's season, I just didn't realize that she was so young.
Didn't register. Yeah.
It didn't register at all. And now I'm like second guessing everything. I found Joe to be insufferable in the premiere. I can say this as somebody from Chicago, that accent makes my skin.
That was the first thing that you noticed, and it was hilarious.
I mean, my whole family is from Chicago. I've heard the accents, and his is like nails on a chalkboard for me. Now you're from Florida.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on the Chicago accent? Just, I mean, you can be open. This is a safe space. I may or may not take it personally.
I'm also from Florida, so it's like, I can't really talk about much.
Look, game knows
it. It didn't really bother me, honestly.
Oh, what?
What stressed me out was just like him being like a pining, sad, mopey Joe, and then completely perking up. He's like, after making out with Serena, I'm excited to stay at Paradise. And I'm just what is going on?
Yeah, I said this to you yesterday, like truly, like the vision of depression with like his socks and sandals and like the beached whale moment. And
like, why did you come here? We're all
battling up
fun.
To the bartender. Just like,
Juan is literally making out with people's uncle and rating them, and you're here sulking on the beach. Step your game up, bro. Step your game up, Joe. And also, what happened to the grocery store? Like, did it close because of the pandemic? If so, I'm sorry. But if not, like, is it because you're in Bachelor Nation now? You don't need it? Does he have a Grocery Joe podcast? What is going on with Grocery store Joe?
I just want the listeners to let me know, do you hear like the same vocal similarities between me and Joe? Because if so,
ready to accept that?
I'm going to need a voice transplant. I will Google voice transplant. It just shocked me. And I mean, I'm surrounded by that accent, and I've never.
Maybe that's why it stood out to you, because you know it very well.
Well, I think they're just being nice. They just felt bad for him. And I know like it's not fair to make fun of people's voices, and I'm not making fun of people's voices. And
no, this is just specifically like a Chicago, specifically, from another Chicagoan to Chicagoan.
Yeah, I just,
no,
it was,
your accent is the most.
It's just it was like really laid on thick, like an Italian sausage. Okay. So Bachelor in Paradise, we talked about, so what couple that did make out, you know what couple I actually really liked, and you, I think, disagree with me on this, Abigail and Noah.
I don't like it.
Why?
Like she doesn't seem like she's really interested in him. He seems like a lost puppy dog, and she seems like, I think that she would be perfect on Love Island. She's like, yo, I want to be here, and I don't want to take anything too serious, especially on the first date. I want to, you know, go through my choices and really pick someone that I could see myself with and really attracted to. She's like, oh, I'm gonna friend zone guys. And she just didn't seem like she wanted really to be with Noah in that way. But then they did kiss and have chemistry. So yeah. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I just think that what I got from them was like a rom-com where, you know, you have the girl who, you know, she is a little closed off. She's not somebody who opens up. She friend zones people. And then you've got the guy who's actually really interested in her, and he opens up her eyes to love, and she lets down her walls and they fall in love and beat pinatas. I thought that they were really charming together. I don't know. I really liked them. Is it going to last? I don't know about that.
To feel like she needs to settle down with Noah when she hasn't really given anyone else a shot, because she wasn't even able to talk to that many people because they got the first date card.
Yeah, and they also like moved themselves over to like a day bed very quickly. I feel like that actually happened with a lot of the couples. Everyone just kind of segmented off so fast. I don't know if that's going to hurt or help this season, because who was it? Was it Abigail who said like everyone's going to get, or maybe it was Kelsey, somebody at some point said like everyone's going to couple up and do their own thing. And I don't know if that's always the most fun, because it's like when in it, this is what happened with Love Island this season. Kay and I are big Love Island fans, except we stopped watching. So, but we know what happened.
We had our reasons.
We had our reasons, but people get so coupled up that when a new person walks in, no matter how cool they are or how highly anticipated they were or how much of a bombshell they are, I feel like that's a term used in the franchise, it doesn't matter because people are so locked into these couples that they don't stray. Heads aren't turned, as they say on Love Island. And that's always just kind of boring. So I just would encourage everybody to explore their options. Yep. And don't settle too soon. And it seems like everyone's about to walk down the aisle after last night's episode. So I am just a little concerned that it'll get a little boring, but I'm hopeful. I remain hopeful.
The previews give me some kind of hope. I want to see where Trey and Tajwan go. Mm-hmm. And I want to see like what's going to happen when grocery store Joe's ex shows up, right? Kendall. She's gonna come. Kendall is gonna come, and like you see Serena kind of crying in the preview, and then I want to see who else is gonna turn up on the island.
Becca.
Becca
Kufrin. Okay, so let's move on from Bachelor in Paradise, and let's just touch down very briefly in New York for Real Housewives. Now, you guys, if you haven't watched Tuesday's episode, skip it. Skip it.
Unless you want to get like aggravated.
There isn't really much to say about this episode beyond what happened last week. It was just a continuation, if not worse. Ramona is just horrible.
Just in case you don't know, the sum of what happened at the Shabbat dinner, like there's only two things that happened to me, was the finishing of the Shabbat dinner and then Ebony finding out that she has a dad that's alive. That's the only two things that happened.
So what a cliffhanger.
Yeah,
I was like, wait, right? You're gonna just sit with this information? No.
She's like, oh, in the new year I'll find out if, you know, but right now I'm like, no, like I want to call them now.
Also, wait, Ebony is straight up in a Mamma Mia situation.
She absolutely is.
I love it.
I love Mamma Mia and Mamma Mia too, which is not as highly praised, but what? If anyone wants to talk about
opposite.
It.
I think it's the opposite.
No, Mamma Mia 2, people hated Lily James.
Everyone loved Mamma Mia 2, I feel.
I think everyone loved the soundtrack because it was just Mamma Mia 1.
Yeah.
I can definitely have a full Pop Chaser podcast about Mamma Mia 2. But anyways, what I got from that is that Ramona gets prejudiced when she is hungry. So that's all you miss, is that Ramona, she needs to eat unless she gets a little bit prejudiced. And that was pretty much it. It was just very weird. It was very weird. The whole vibe was weird.
It was just weird. I mean, Sonia lost her marbles again. I said this to Kaya. I don't know how Luann stays sober. I don't. And I mean, it is a test of patience. Ebony's patience, Luann's sobriety, the woman who was leading the Shabbat, like, oh my gosh.
It's
all
insane
of it.
Because I understand because it wasn't even just about being politically correct or even about really like Black people. It was just about how Black people have a special relationship with Jewish people because they marched beside us in like the civil rights movement. And ever since then, you know, we are both people who went through a lot of strife because we're different. So it was just more of a coming together, and Ramona made it about her. So it's like, not only did you get to see her not want to talk about Black issues and realize that, but you also saw her say that she wishes that she was Jewish and like all this like insane things and blame it on being hungry. The crazy thing is that I think that Ramona, like, she listens to respond and she doesn't listen to understand. I think that Luann listens to understand. And like actually will take the feedback, or at least she's smart enough to just shut the fuck up.
Shut her mouth. Yeah.
That's it. That's the key thing here. Even if you don't agree or you're not truly changed or you don't really want to be an ally, if you're smart enough to shut the fuck up, that will get you so far in life. I promise you.
I know.
Insane.
I need to practice that more too. But Ramona, I would
have. At least you're nowhere like Ramona. Like, oh my God. It's just hard to sit through. But a lot of people ask us on like Bravo Wild Black in general, it's like, do you guys want Ramona off of the show? And I'm like, I think that Ramona should stay on the show because this is how so many people are. And a lot of people do not believe Black people or people of color when we're like, no, there are just people who don't care, who at every turn, they don't want to listen. And Ramona is just like the prime example of that. Whereas Kelly Dodd, I feel like she was just being too much online, offline, after the show, during the show. So I don't know. But other than that, I also feel like the background is too much. It's like kind of, you know how Beverly Hills, it doesn't matter if it's Kyle's house in like wherever in Beverly Hills or if it's Kyle's La Quinta house, that background, like they stayed in those backgrounds too long. Like it's been Christmas for 5 episodes. Beverly Hills has been at Kyle's house for 5 episodes. Yeah. It's like, let's move it along. I get that it's a pandemic, but I can't take any more of this Christmas shit. And I'm the queen of Christmas. So that comes a lot. Like that comes up a lot for me.
Yeah, I agree with everything you said. So we will leave it at that. Quickly, Dallas, there's a new report that Dallas will not be coming back in 2021.
Or 2022.
So that's a long ass time. I have two credit cards that are going to expire by then. So I don't know what that means for the show. They said Bravo, they being Bravo, that they don't have any plans for after 2022 at the moment. To me, that sounds like a possible cancellation. It's interesting.
Do we need Dallas?
No, we don't. And that's what I was just going to say is it's interesting because this is coming after a weekend where Brandy posted a very vague message on Instagram about how it's time to move on. And then it got deleted. I think that we were all kind of waiting for that. I don't need Dallas anymore. I have seen Dallas through. I've seen it through the bad, the ugly, and the ugliest. And I think I'm ready to move on. And I could very well see this becoming a Peacock, Don't Sleep on Peacock reboot in a few years. But for in this moment in time, I think we can invest in the other cities and maybe add a city or two.
Yeah,
I would love, I mean, look at how Salt Lake City changed everything.
Came through. I was not excited about Salt Lake at all when they announced it. And then once I saw the season, it's like, I can't get enough. Go to these unmarked places and make your mark here. I think one of my friends was saying on his podcast, Reality and Comics 2, he said that he would like to see a Vegas Real Housewives.
That's a good one.
And have like the casinos as the background and they have like football and like all this stuff in Vegas. So
they do have all this stuff in Vegas. That's a great suggestion. I hadn't heard that one yet. I really like that. I could also see maybe like in Austin, just let's move it. I guess we have Dallas. I don't know why I just suggested Austin, but I feel like Austin, I mean, look, all these celebs are moving to Austin now. It's kind of the place to be. So. Or what's like a random, you know what like I would love? Like Martha, what about like a, not Martha's Vineyard. That would be so boring. I don't know. I just think that like when we go to places like Potomac, we go to places like Salt Lake City, we've been so gifted.
Struck gold.
We struck gold, exactly. So I just think that they need to think outside the box. Vegas is a great suggestion. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But, you know, I'm not going to miss Dallas. Not going to miss it.
It wasn't something like my DVR picked it up. I refused to watch it with commercials. Like, I'm good on Dallas. I only even stuck it out for Dr. Tiffany. And it's just when she said that she might not be coming back, I'm like, well, I hope you're coming back because then I'm not going to watch, babe.
Right. Yeah, I know. I have a tough time saying goodbye to, like, I do feel like I have a bit of a Stockholm syndrome, not to make light of it, but when it comes to Bravo shows, I can't stop watching them. I can't quit.
That's how I feel about the same way. I'm still watching Southern Charm and Vanderpump Rules. Why am I watching that? I don't know.
I know. I can't figure it out. I can't get to the bottom of it. But what's a show, listeners, that you guys just cannot quit? even if you know you shouldn't be watching it anymore. I would love to know. No offense, but I feel like for a lot of you, it's going to be The Challenge, because there's way too many of you that are still watching The Challenge 85 years later.
They make it trend on Twitter. And I'm like, oh, good for them. Like, and this is coming from someone who watches the Jersey Shore reboot every week religiously. So don't think that I'm not one of you.
I'm also still watching Catfish. So
fully watching Catfish. Yeah, and I let them play in my face all the time.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, she's so good. I can't believe you can move like that still. Like, I'm sorry. The way that he was on Dancing with the Stars, he killed it.
Okay, guys, the last topic that I want to just really quickly touch on is Nine Perfect Strangers. It is the Leanne Moriarty TV adaptation of the novel that is coming to Hulu. It's out today. The first three episodes are out today. It is, like I said, it's on Hulu. It is starring a cast of giants. Nicole Kidman, Bobby Cannavale, Melissa McCarthy. One day I will get into my theory that Melissa McCarthy and Bobby Cannavale can't do any project without the other. Michael Shannon. This cast is so good. And the show itself is amazing. I really love it. It's creepy. So just as a reminder, I mentioned this a week or two ago, Leanne Moriarty is the author of Big Little Lies as well. So it has a very similar vibe. It feels eerie. It feels suspenseful. There's something enigmatic about it. You just cannot put your finger on what is happening. And I just really, really recommend everybody watches it and then go on to thedip.com, shameless plug. But we wouldn't be here if I didn't shamelessly plug. Go on thedip.com and check out all of the articles that we have about the show. There is deep dives on meanings of certain names and certain symbols. There are some comparisons from the book to the show. And then there's just some really fun content that you will not want to miss. So Nine Perfect Strangers, the first three episodes are out on Hulu. And then I believe it'll be one episode a week after that. And that's just my plug. It's the show I'm watching. I mean, the sound effects coming from my computer today are just unreal. It is the show I'm watching right now. And I just wanted to recommend, because I've had a few of you asking, Allison, what are you watching now that the Bachelorette is over? And the answer is Bachelor in Paradise, but I'm also watching that. And I'm also watching,
I think it's a good supplement for now that like the White Lotus is over, you guys can switch on over to this show.
That's exactly what it is, Kea. It is like a continuation of just rich, privileged people going to a resort where some weird shit is going down. So and also just come for Nicole Kidman's accent. If anything, she is playing a Eastern European woman who you just cannot make sense of. She is so creepy. It's so good. It's, dare I say, delicious. But yeah, a lot of people asked me what I'm watching. Not delicious. Kea, what's like a throwback that you are watching, whether it be for like a nice salve or just when you're just trying to chillax, you don't need to really pay attention. What is that show for you right now?
It's not a show. It's a movie.
Oh, don't say it.
A franchise.
Don't say it.
Twilight. Twilight. Twilight, Breaking Dawn 1 and 2, but I always cut off 2 a little bit early. It's a show to watch when it's raining.
Do you skip Eclipse?
Yeah.
You skip Eclipse? I really like
Eclipse.
I
like Eclipse for the music, honestly, pure more. But Eclipse is not the one that I'm going to put on, especially when I want to show someone something. I definitely watch the first one or New Moon, and I'm like, yeah, this is it. I always put it on. But as far as a show, I'm into The Game. Even though Tia Mari came out on TikTok, I don't know why she would do this. That's one of my
stresses
of the week, is that, you know how everyone is like, oh, questions that I get asked.
Oh yeah.
And like, she did a little questions I get asked, and she's doing her little hand choreography that they do in that video. And then she answers the question of, will she be on The Game reboot? And she says no, casually, when, mind you, her character and her boyfriend, like, they carried the show. So that was very heartbreaking. And then also she answers the question of whether Sister Sister will get a reboot. And Sister Sister is like one of my Bible shows that I put on in the background. And she's like, no, sorry. And I'm like, well, you could have like just let us on or answered one and not the other. Like, you don't have to just like shit on people's dreams on TikTok the way that you just did. It was just insane.
That's what she should have left the sister question for the very end, and then that gets cut off, like all of the people who are trying to tease something. At least keep the dream alive. You don't have to kill the dream, just keep it alive. People will wait.
No, comma, sorry, exclamation point. I'm like, okay, you could have just kept it to yourself. Like, but she didn't say anything about Twitches, so maybe we can get a Twitches reboot. Maybe we can get a Twitches show. But yeah, that's my strife with Tia Mari. So if she's listening, please, like, don't ever do that again. At least if you're not doing Twitches and you know about it, like, don't say anything on TikTok at least.
Yeah, just keep your mouth shut. Just like we learned from the Shabbat dinner, just sometimes don't say anything at all.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kaya actually has a deep dive for us today, and it's something that I'm not that familiar with, so I'm excited to hear about it and learn about it. So, Kay, you want to take it away?
Okay, it is just an Instagram account that, you know, the website, the reseller, Depop, it's like half social media and half, like, you're selling things that you don't want. So people have gotten together, and they just post all these obscure messages on an Instagram account called Depop Drama, and it's sometimes hilarious, sometimes disturbing. Sometimes there's like screenshots of like dead frogs that people received in their weird items, so it's hilarious. I'll read some to you. This is from someone who is shipping out, a seller. So they were like, hey babe, sorry I haven't been able to ship your order yet. My nan fell over and it was really severe. She might have to have surgery on her hip, lol. We'll ship your order tomorrow, XXXX.
No.
Mind you, these are like British people. Yeah, these are British people. So I'm like reading it like in an Essex accent. Yeah. I wish Kate was here to do the accent, but it's hilarious. There's another one this is from a buyer. Hi, my daughter wanted this item and I just can't accept the fact that it's been sold. Please get it back or I will not hesitate to call the cops. What? You don't know who my dad and husband are.
No.
So she goes, to ship me the details and you have it ready by Friday. You hear me? Friday. Thanks so much.
What?
And like that was the message.
Okay, how do we follow these? What's the account name?
Depop Drama. So DEPOP Drama.
That is so funny.
The last one that I want to go through is someone that is like an influencer. And they're like, I noticed that you used one of my pictures. You should ask for permission when using others' photos. And someone said, so sorry, I found it when I typed it into Google. Then the person responds, you liked the photo and then you used it. And like, that was the end of the conversation. I read these things and like laugh until my stomach hurts. Like I wait a week for some of the screenshots to like build up so I can scroll back and just, it's good. It's a nice little treat. You'll definitely go, what the F? It's so funny.
I love it. Well, Kaya, thank you so much for joining me on this episode. Guys, I know that we ran long, but that was because we were just having so much fun. Yeah. So hopefully you listen to all of it. And if you have anything to say or add to the conversation, you can tweet me or Instagram message me at Allison Piwo. And Kaya, where can people find you?
Oh, find me at the THEDIPP. Definitely follow Instagram. Follow us on Twitter. I cannot wait to hear your thoughts on the episode and your thoughts on these shows that we're talking about. So thank you so much for inviting me. I had such fun.
Yeah, so fun. And then you guys can go on to thedip.com, use promo code POPCHASER for 50% off. You guys know the deal. And until tomorrow, cheers.